Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is July 9th, 2017. In this segment, we take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs some financial help to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of the video. Thanks. Okay, so last week, the main event was the G20 Summit, which brought together the leaders of the most powerful nations for a powwow in Hamburg, Germany, hosted by Germany's leader, Angela Merkel. On his way to the G20, Trump first stopped in Poland, where a Polish rent-a-crowd was bussed in by the government to make sure he got an ego-boosting hero's welcome when he touched down in Europe. But Germany was another case entirely. Tens of thousands of protesters flocked to Hamburg to greet Trump in a two-day-long demonstration dubbed Welcome to Hell, which quickly became violent. The Germans know how to protest. Police had to be brought in from other cities to bolster local forces. Dressed in riot gear, they deployed water cannons, smoke grenades, tear gas, and armored vehicles to quash the protests. Note that Uranus, the planet of freedom and rebellion, is now firmly in Aries, the fire sign of independence. Apparently, the protests were not for something specific, just a general objection against a small group of leaders making decisions for the rest of the world. Also, it's the Hindu lunar month of Ashada, nicknamed the Unsubdued, which culminated with the moon conjunct Pluto and opposed by Mars on the final day of the summit. Although not really the focus of the G20, nonetheless, the spotlight was on Donald Trump's first face-to-face meeting with Vladimir Putin. The meeting was supposed to be 30 minutes, but ended up running well over 2 hours. Here's the chart of that meeting, which began approximately at 4 p.m. on Friday in Hamburg, Germany. We see that the ascendant is Libra, the sign of harmony and agreement, and the meeting was, by all accounts, fairly amicable. But wait, notice that Venus, the ruler of the ascendant, the lead planet for the chart, is in the eighth house. The eighth house is the house of the other person's money and the other person's values. And the eighth house is the house of secrets and clandestine activities. Usually in meetings between heads of state, there are a number of staff members present on both sides. But not this time. Only the Russian foreign minister and the U.S. Secretary of State and the two translators were present. Everyone else was excluded. No details of their nearly 2.5 hour meeting were revealed, only generalities, such as Trump's usual assessment, "It was tremendous." And another point, the sign Taurus, where Venus is placed, is the materialist of the zodiac, putting emphasis on wealth, worth, value. So, this meeting was essentially transactional in nature. But again, the details of the transaction remain secret. The big topic was supposed to be Trump confronting Putin over Russian meddling in the U.S. election. Trump insists he did confront Putin on that matter, and that Putin vigorously denied any Russian hacking of the election, and Trump believes him. That is, the President of the United States told the world that he believes the President of Russia over the overwhelming evidence provided to him by the intelligence agencies of his own country. On Saturday, President Trump and other world leaders emerged from 2 days of talks, unable to resolve key differences between the U.S. and the rest of the G20 countries on core issues like climate change and globalization. The explanation for a lot of this shows up in the astrology chart of the USA. Note that the USA chart, we have Mars, the planet of conflict, transiting in the seventh house of partner countries. So no surprise that agreement between the U.S. and its usual allies was not to be had. On the other hand, Venus, the planet of agreement, has been transiting in Taurus, which is the U.S. chart's sixth house, the house of enemies. Other than the bromance between Trump and Putin, the G20 summit appears to have been largely a bust. Okay, well, that's all the time I have for Astro News this week. And now a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.